Joining us in studio, not the newest Bill anymore, but he's a new guy, Kelvin Benjamin, a veteran wide receiver acquired in the trade last Tuesday, 6 days ago. Kelvin, welcome to the show. Welcome to Buffalo.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
I was asking you this. Have you settled in yet?
I got a place, so we'll be moving in 2 weeks, but I'm ready to get settled, though.
Coach McDermott was saying today how he gave you an opportunity to go home, collect your stuff, come back up here, and yet you decided to stay here all weekend, huh?
I mean, because it's crucial. You got to learn the playbook. You know what I'm saying? Learning that playbook is crucial because that's the only way you can play fast. And so I'm just trying to get a jump start on it.
So, Bill, you were in New York or in Newark or wherever you were, New Jersey Thursday, and you come home with the team on Friday. What did you do as far as learning the playbook Friday, Saturday, Sunday? What was your role?
Came and did walkthroughs at Coach Field, walkthroughs, and just running the routes, going through the routes patterns. There's a little difference. But just walkthroughs on walkthroughs, really.
Now, we always talk about rules when a player comes from somewhere else. You know, you might have a hitch route might have a different rule in terms of a certain coverage or something like that. Mm-hmm. But it's also different in the terms of how a quarterback or how they want you to run a route. You know, and so how much different is it from Carolina to here?
It's different. It's definitely different.
Yeah.
Let's say on big sixes, right? You know, most at Carolina they have big sixes, so you get 18. You push up to about 18 yards.
What's a big six? What does that mean?
And breaking route.
Okay.
So in breaking route by 18 yards.
Okay.
But you caught a couple of them.
But in Carolina, they liked it more of a speed cut. Yeah. So you stick that 1 foot in the ground. You know, here is a little different. So you touch that, and then you break off in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that's a little better because DBs tend to read body language.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they see kind of when you about to roll in on that one in breaking cut. So when you hit them with that tat-tat, they just don't know. You know what I'm saying? You can still go out on him with that.
So the tat-tat is more breaking down, square off?
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep.
You did catch passes against the Bills back in week two early on. I mean, didn't you catch that opening drive? You were getting loose down on the sideline.
Yeah, I was.
What are you laughing about? We don't laugh about that loss.
Did you talk junk to the guys here? Like
I did.
I was getting off.
I did. Especially Leonard, man. I was kept messing with Leonard, man. Just even seeing that guy out there, though. But like I said, man, the boys, they brought energy that game, you know what I'm saying? And, it was a tough win for us.
You also had the play and maybe they feel like they got you back again. Jordan Poyer hit you pretty hard down near the goal line.
He did, man. He got me right in my ribs. He knocked the wind out of me. I actually caught the ball, but when he got me and knocked on that wind out of me, my fingers just got, like, they went numb. Like it was, the ball just dropped out.
Did you talk to Poyer about that one at all?
I did. He told me. He was like, man, once I hit you, though, I feel like I hit a brick wall.
Kelvin Benjamin in studio with us. That really is your calling card, isn't it? Your size and you know, you're wide. I mean, that's got to be the thing that you must feel you bring to the game on a regular basis.
Definitely, though. But I think it's going to help me a lot more, too, you know what I'm saying, even being around you guys. A little bit more smaller, fast, quick receivers because I tend to study, like, watch smaller guys because – I mean, I want to play fast. I want to play like a small guy. Let my size just take care of itself.
Yeah. Now, what do you have? Because a lot of people have, I guess, criticized you, or when they break down your game, they like to say, well, he doesn't create that much separation from DBs.
I mean, I don't got to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, no disrespect, but I don't got to, you know what I'm saying? My wingspan is outrageous, and you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, a receiver catches the ball, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to catch that ball.
There's separation one way, speed, but there's also separation this way and this way that we're talking about.
Definitely. It's all angles. I mean, football is all angles and leverage, and it's football.
Did you play basketball when you were younger?
A little bit, though. I ain't want to get into that.
You got dunked on or something like that? You too big to get
dunked on. Oh, man. No. Hey, what his name was? Brandon Knight came down to our high school.
Okay.
That man was a little too advanced for us. High school, he was too advanced.
Is that where you learned how to – because you know how to box DBs out. Is that where you kind of learned how to
– Oh, definitely. Box? No, definitely, yeah. It just once playing basketball, when I got on the football field, it was just second nature.
Hey, Kelvin, let's talk about your background. And we were just talking before we came on the air. You're from Belgrade, Florida, which is also where Deontay Thompson is from. The Bills receiver just added to the roster a couple of weeks ago. And it's really the home of a lot of good almost receivers in the league come from that area, right?
Yeah, a lot of guys, man. You can go on and on from, I mean, Santonio Holmes to Rita Anthony. I mean, you can go on and on for real. Travis Benjamin, that's over there balling.
Now, you and Deion, y'all lived in the same building.
Same building.
He was telling us, right?
Oh, when you were kids, right?
Yeah, same building.
So you knew him? Did you play with him?
Man, we played everything together. I mean, man, we used to get crates and walk around acting like we in the band, playing backyard football. I mean, going into the cane fields and making clubhouses, all kind of stuff, man.
What? You know, it's crazy because Deontay told us that, not knowing that.
Yeah, Calvin was coming.
He was going to come here. Yeah,
that's right. He did. He said, oh, you know who else is from there? Calvin Benjamin. I'm like, oh, wow.
Lived in the same building.
And then a week later, here you are. What is it about that place that produces wide receivers, NFL wide receivers? Is there a particular high school coach or program or something?
I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, it was because I kind of got on football kind of late, you know what I'm saying? But I was watching Travis. I was watching Deontay Ball. And, you know, once I started seeing them guys, you know what I'm saying, reading about them in the newspaper, so I seen a lot of good stuff, positive stuff about them, and I was like, man, I'm gonna play ball when I get to high school, and I just followed their footsteps. I mean, I started taking visits down to Florida, hanging with D, you know, he was showing me around the campus. I mean, that's what I. And then after
but
that,
you
I
ain't
just
end
like,
up going there.
No.
what happened with that?
To be honest, though, it was kind of close to coming out of college. I mean, because Urban Meyer, Jimbo, and it was Randy Shannon at the time, and Randy Shannon had ended up getting fired, and Urban might end up just resigning. So it was an easy choice after that.
You played with EJ there, right?
I did.
At FSU,
EJ.
Yeah. Were you friends? Were you buddies with EJ?
EJ was cool. Yeah, EJ was cool. I only played that one season with him, though. We had a big loss against NC State that year. We were 3 in the country. Disappointing.
I remember that year. You know, somebody on Twitter, great interview with you, but tell them to change your Twitter handle. Your picture, I guess, your profile picture.
Oh, I definitely update that, man. I got you. I got you. I'm Buffalo, man. I'm Buffalo.
What is it with the number 13? It's supposed to be unlucky.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of receivers, though.
Yeah, but
that were 13.
Yeah, especially in my class, too. I mean, it was, for me, it was because I played one when I went to Florida State. I had one. Mm-hmm. And three when I was in high school. And I just kind of just put it together for real. But once I got it, and then I remember going to the rookie symposium, and I'm asking everybody, like, what you got? 13. I'm like, it must be crazy. Something great about it.
Now, like you said, your class was a very good class, turned out to be a very good class. Do you guys, I don't know if you talked to all of those guys from your class, but do you guys talk trash back and forth?
I don't think it's kind of like a silent trash, you know what I'm saying? At the same time, you know, you watching them and you see them get off, and it just makes you want to go harder that week, makes you want to perform harder that week, you know what I'm saying? So definitely, man, I like to see them guys balling. Because when I see them, you kind of get mad in a sense, you know what I'm saying? It's not, I mean, I guess you call it hating if you want, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just competitive, so. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Calvin Benjamin in studio with us, just a couple of minutes left. What role do you think they having familiarity with you, and I'm talking about Brandon being the GM and Sean McDermott a little bit in Carolina, do you think that played a role in how they went out and pursued you last week? What do you think?
Definitely, man. I think I knew what they knew what I could bring to the field, you know, and bring to the team, but I think what they kind of looked and seen what I bring to the locker room, you know what I'm saying? I'm a very humble guy. I mean, real chill. You know what I'm saying? Real friendly. I'm a big team guy. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all about winning. You know what I'm saying? You need that team to be that one unit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You can't be selfish. And that's the type of guy I am. I mean, I want everybody to ball. I want everybody to eat.
Was there any hesitant, not that you had a choice, but, you know, the team you left was just in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. And most of that team is still there. Were you at all hesitant or thinking, man, I kind of wanted to see how this turned out here in Carolina?
I mean, not really. Tell you the truth, because I mean it's sort of the same team, but it's not the same team. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of guys that was on that team that was key parts, like Harper. You know what I'm saying? You can go on and on for real. I mean, that played big roles in that team. I mean, it'd be Jericho Cottry. I mean, he'll coach now there.
Yeah.
You know, but
that's my boy, Jericho.
Like I said, I mean, I'm excited with the change, you know, because it's so I can come somewhere else and I can grow and I can learn. You know what I'm saying? It's my first time in the West Coast offense and. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just expanding the knowledge and expanding.
How hard was it for you that year that they went to the Super Bowl? For you, you got hurt, and so you didn't really get to take part in any of that stuff. And you saw the team go 15-1 or something like that, and they were out there having fun and everything. They go on to the Super Bowl.
I mean, I knew because even when I got drafted there, okay, the first year we, you know what I'm saying, we end up going to the playoffs but you can just see the upwards. You can see the team going upward. You see they bringing in more players. They're bringing in it's just a different vibe, you know what I'm saying? Everybody hanging with each other, off the field, on the field. And when we got into that 15 training camp, man, it was so competitive. Like, when that defense stepped on us, like, we knew. Like, we looked at them like, y'all ain't going to stop us. know what I'm saying, and just having that, you know what I'm saying? Ted Ginn came in, man. He was playing good. But at the same time, in that receiver room, that's what it's going to take, you know what I'm saying, for them guys to come together like brothers, you know what I'm saying, that unselfishness, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we had that year. So it's like when I got hurt, we're already having that, they was ready to go.
You've been here 5 or 6 days. Do you pick up on any vibe here in Buffalo yet in the short time you've been here?
Man, definitely, man. They got a lot of good guys, man. You could tell it's team-oriented. So I'm excited. And
the last time you were under Coach McDermott, he was a defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's the head coach. Is he different?
Nah, same guy, man.
Same dude?
We same guy. I mean, of course, you got to be a little bit, you know what I'm saying, a little bit more serious because not everybody looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
But he hold you accountable, man, but he at the same time he tell you, you know what I'm saying, don't be all tense, you know, have fun with it, you know, at the same mm-hmm. time. So I like it, man. Like I told him after that first game, kind of texted me and was just like, you know what I'm saying, sorry you had to see that. I'm like, nah, coach, like, at the end of the day, y'all brought energy, you know what I'm saying. I mean, it was a couple plays really that changed the momentum of that game, for real.
Were you at all, could you have played last Thursday if you had to? I mean, some people thought you might, you know, you're off of playing, Tuesday night? You got here Tuesday night, right?
I mean, I think every player would go into that situation like, yeah, I want to play.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But to play fast, I kind of just wanted to sit back and really kind of just learn the plays, you know what I'm saying? So I can really put it out there and leave it out there, you know. And then at the same time, you know, get the guys who worked that week, you know, they chance of playing because they did work that week.
How much have you had a chance to catch passes from Tyrod practice over the last 4 or 5 days?
Started the day, really.
Today?
I mean, we warmed up at that. You can see on TV, we warmed up in the pregame with him.
Yeah.
He got no floaters. I like it. He got no floaters. They float, man. But I like it, man. I'm excited to go get them.
That's funny. He had them floaters.
Yeah.
Explain that to the people listening.
It's just different. You know what I'm saying? Some balls kind of zip through the wind and just zip, but some balls just kind of sit. They kind of sit and you kind of just can zone in on it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just a different adjustment. You can go get that ball.
See, I like when a quarterback has that, I guess, those floaters, as you just called it. But sometimes it's like, all right, I know the safety is coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, come down out of the skies before I get hit right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely just gotta go get it for him.
How did this first practice today go, and what do you envision your role coming up this week?
It went good. I mean, I was nervous, but at the same time, I was just trying to go fast. Yeah, I mean, you're nervous because, you know what I'm saying? new offense, new team. You're trying to impress people.
You think everybody looking at you, looking towards you?
Definitely, I can tell. As soon as you catch it, you can just tell. All right, okay.
That was going to be like 73,000 people looking at you Sunday. I hope you're ready for that. Right?
I'm ready, man. I can't wait. I mean, the guys been telling me about the atmosphere. I mean, everybody, like, there's no atmosphere, you know, in the league like it, so.
You got a North Face?
North Face?
You don't even know what a North Face is.
What is a North Face?
What is a North Face?
Yeah.
The coat? Uh-uh. You got some clothes for the weather up here, man?
Oh, I got to go do some shopping. I ain't got no winter clothes.
Why would you, right? You're Carolina.
He's in Carolina.
No winter clothes. Yeah. I got to do some shopping, though. I'm excited, though. I mean, now I get the four seasons, so now I do get the Western winter clothes. I always wanted
Western. Well, you'll have one season from now until April, and then the other three seasons. Hey, Kelvin, thanks
all
for
in
this.
One month. The yeah, other three seasons month. All in one month.
Thanks for this, Kelvin. It's great to have you here. I know fans are really excited about having you on the team.
Oh, man, I'm excited.